Sunday Meditation, October 17th, 1999. The question this week has to do with whether or not it is possible in the day and age, the place in which we live, for us to use meditation and personal works to become the seeker we hope to be, to achieve that state of being that will allow us to radiate the love and the light of the Creator, and to continue to expand as learning and growing beings? Or is it still necessary to retire to a cave in the Himalayan mountains and meditate for 20 years with some small chance of success, of some hope of achieving a realization of who we really are?
We are those of the principle known to you as Akul. Greetings and blessings in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We thank each of you for all that you have sacrificed, all that you have sought, that has brought you to this circle of seeking at this time. We thank you that you have called us to your session of working. We wish you to understand what a blessing it is to us to be able to share our thoughts with you, to be able to fulfill that which is our chosen service at this time. Please know that you serve us far more than we could ever serve you by our humble words, by providing us with the opportunity to experience what it is to be called, to be asked to share. We will indeed share all that we can through this and other instruments this day. We ask but one thing of each of you, and that is that you listen to our thoughts and our opinions with a careful and discriminating ear and heart, for that which we have to say may or may not be that which is needed by you at this time, and for us to be considered by you as an authority to which you must listen is obnoxious to us, for that would mean that we were, instead of helping, being a stumbling block before you. Therefore, we ask that you take those thoughts that ring true to you and leave all the rest behind. We trust your powers of discrimination, and we ask that you also trust your own inner knowing, for each has a personal truth to which each needs to hew. You ask this day concerning the unfolding of spiritual evolution and the ways in which you can encourage that within yourself. You ask if the practices of meditation and personal work are enough, are sufficient to open the process of evolution for you. And so encourage and promote that evolution that you will be able to see and realize that you are where you should be, doing what you should be doing as an authentic being. We find that the question is such that we cannot say yes and no, but rather we must discuss these concepts. And so we shall begin. Let us look at the nature of each of you. Well, what are you? What is your nature? Each of you, through personal work, has begun to realize the most basic truth, which is that each of you is the Creator. And within incarnation, each of you is the co-creator of experience for yourself. But what then is the Creator? The word logos in Greek means word, but more. It may be seen to be a word denoting all-inclusive thought or being. What is the nature, then, of this original thought or being that is the Creator? It is our understanding that the nature of the Creator, the nature of the creation which has been formed in the image of the Creator, is love. This is your basic identity. Each of you has within you a spark that vibrates precisely at the original vibration, which is the Logos. The Creator is not out there, but rather the Creator is within each of you already, the heart of your identity and your being. There is nothing you can do, think, say, or believe that can separate you from this basic selfhood. You cannot give it away. You cannot lose it. You can, however, and easily, become distracted from it and move into other areas of thought that are not so directly the thoughts of the one infinite Creator. No matter how far you go, however, in your straying from love and from your own identity as love, it shall not leave you, you shall always have this inner source of all that you seek closer to you than your very thoughts and heartbeat. And what then is the nature of this spark? This instrument would say that it is a vibration. And that is close enough for us. The original vibration, then, is the reality within every illusion which you experience. This anchoring vibration can be overlaid by any number of other vibratory complexes. For each receives an unending supply of the pure vibration of love that is the moving energy of the cosmos. Each takes this vibration into the various bodies from the gross to the finer and distorts that vibration in various ways as it moves through that vessel which is your mind, body, and spirit. And thusly, to those who have the ability to see through the veil, each entity speaks itself in vibration with a distinctive and utterly unique identification. Since the very nature of your being is vibration, it will not surprise you that we would ask you to evaluate those ways in which you characteristically distort the original vibration of love. Now, there are various ways to distort or block or overactivate the vibratory energy that feeds and fuels your being. Those of you who experience incarnation in third density at this time are experienced souls. This is due to the fact that through what this instrument would call the time of harvest, there is a tremendous opportunity for relatively rapid soul growth. And this has meant that there are far more entities wishing to take incarnation upon your earth plane than there are opportunities for these souls to come into physical vehicles. And so those who have incarnated into your plane of existence at this particular time for this particular planet are those with a seniority by vibration This means that each of you is already capable of doing relatively, shall we say, advanced, for want of a better word, work in consciousness. Each of you has many assets and resources in place. Among these resources are meditation, and each of you has personal practices, the reading, the contemplation, the solitary walking, the discussion with companions, the work in healing, the work with various structures of thought which provide ways of thinking about the issues that matter to you. All of these are valuable. Meditation especially, as each who has heard us before is aware, is that which we most encourage and recommend as a daily practice. So let us look at the concept of having a daily practice. For beyond any particular avenue of personal or spiritual growth, there is the keenness of desire that seeks with a heart full of hope for that feeling of authenticity of self, which will allow the self to release the strictures that have provided spiritual and emotional discomfort. We cannot say what any one seeker shall find useful for herself. We do feel that entering the silence is universally helpful, that there is a range that is fairly extensive from soul to soul. In terms of what techniques or modes of spiritual seeking shall be more efficacious at any given time. However, in each case, the dailiness of the practice is that which is very helpful, that which will indeed suffice to bring the seeker more and more to herself, to an awareness of the self as a whole and radiant being. Remember that beyond all illusion, each of you is vibration. If you think, for instance, of an engine, in a car that develops a certain speed of turning because of the fuel fed to it. You can see that various kinds of practices will move that vehicle, which is yourself, at various rates of speed, with various rates of efficiency. For each of you is a unique being, and you will not react or respond to various elements of practice in the same way that any other entity would. And so there is a continual seeking and searching through the aisles of the supermarket of philosophy, metaphysics, spirituality, and religion that each seeker does go through, seeking those resources that for that seeker do that job that the seeker feels needs to be done. Consequently, much is left to you, at least in terms of what we would encourage each of you to do. We cannot encourage for each a specific practice that is the same for each, but rather we can simply encourage the dailiness of such practices. It is as though the self were a bit scattered in the normal dailiness of living. There are the calls upon energy for those with whom you are in relationship. There are the calls upon your energies for those things you need to do in order not to be a burden to others. The gaining of the money for the necessities and the enjoyment of a physical life. There are many, many things. Ways of thinking, modes of thinking, that move one to various levels of the mind, of the shallow or surface mind, the levels of mind just below the alignment of consciousness, and those levels that are within the deep mind that this instrument would call archetypal or archetypical. Some entities will wish to work on the surface, questioning the form of their practice, moving into rituals that feel right. Using the moments to generate within the self realizations of beauty and delight. Indeed, there is that practice that is legitimate of focusing completely upon the surface and delighting completely in the very chores and minutiae of the day. This is a legitimate practice, a dharma that is blessed, and that works for some entities. There are those who find their delight in logic and intellectual inquiry, whose approach to the spiritual is of a we look in this instrument's mind for the word and do not find one. In aesthetic approach to the deeper self. And to that person, the delight of perfect ideas moves that person into the authenticity of its own being. There are those such as this instrument who dwell in what we would call an emotional approach in which the responses to incoming data are monitored for the purity of the emotions evoked. And there are practices which encourage this accuracy of notation. This instrument would call this level the life in faith. And it is a kind of way of centering the self which lends itself to those who are of a mystical nature. There are those who thirst so for true spiritual food that they are not satisfied with anything less than the archetypical foundations of consciousness. And these entities are like explorers of the deep who bring treasures from mines deep within the earth and open them to the light within themselves. This also is a legitimate way of approaching the job of cooperating with one's own spiritual evolution. Most entities work on more than one of these levels, and some entities work on all of these levels. Consequently, it is additionally helpful to many entities to practice the facility with which they slip from level to level within themselves. For the way the self works is a structure, but one unlike any other entity's structure. And so there is a good deal of inner exploration which is very productive in terms of identifying for the self those modes of inquiry that will be the most helpful asset in working with one's destiny. We would venture to say that within third density, what most often disturbs the spiritual seeker is the veil itself. That veil of forgetting that drops over the infant soul as it enters into the earth plane. Gone is that knowledge of identification with the Father. Gone is the awareness of other selves as the self and all selves as the Creator. Come instead is a world in which people observe forms but not essence. Doing but not being. And yet, this is a school carefully designed for maximum learning. How can one learn when one is so bemused, confused, and flustered by this unknowing? Look at that. Look at the conundrum, the enigma of the veil. Before you came here, you knew who you were. Why did you work hard and rejoice when you succeeded in getting a place within this earth plane which you now enjoy? Why the confusion? Why the necessity to backtrack, as it may seem to each, and learn again who the real self is, what the real self is, what the quality of realness is? But you see, the point of your density is singular. There is a choice that needs to be made. It is a choice which this instrument would call one of polarity. Do you seek to serve others, or do you seek to serve yourself? Each path in our understanding is equally valid. Each path has its adherents. Both paths come together a bit further along the evolution of the Spirit. For each of you. One path, in our opinion, that of service to others, is favored by the Infinite Creator. It is the path upon which we have chosen to move, and we are aware that each within your circle also has chosen that path of service to others. And this awareness brings to what practice each of you has. The additional practice of constantly looking at one's intentions to see where the desire for service truly lies. And it is always fruitful to look back over the situations through which you have gone with an eye to pinpointing for the self's own actual orientation. As evidenced by that which one has gone through. And so we would say a resounding yes, a heartfelt affirmative to the question, in the city or in the country, in any place where you are, if you have a daily practice, is it enough? Yes. Whatever is heartfelt to do that daily brings you to yourself is sufficient for you. You are not expected to figure it all out. That is not what this density you are experiencing is for. It may be a wonderful luxury that certainly has occurred to this instrument and undoubtedly to each in the past and hopefully in the future, that there is that moment when all is one, all can be seen to be perfect, and there is no where that pulls, no place that one wishes to go, for all is perfect as it is. These moments of bliss and joy, indeed perhaps days or weeks of bliss and joy, come not due to work, but because it is time. For you cannot learn on a schedule the lessons of spirit. The spirit moves as the wind and comes when it will and teaches with breathtaking honesty when it will. And when it will not, it sends its messengers everywhere to give you hints and little bits of encouragement that keep you seeking. But there is no scheduling those moments of utter authenticity. Nor is it a realistic expectation of the self that the self shall one day come to a mode of living in which the utter authenticity of the self runs on a continuous basis. This instrument would perhaps choose the one known to her as Jesus to be an exemplar of undistorted love. And yet we say to her and to each of you that this entity, as devoted, a servant of the Creator as he was, had many moments and many days and many weeks and many months in which confusion reigned and the puzzle was not solved, and the hunger and the thirst for truth and beauty was unfulfilled. These seasons of weal and woe are extremely helpful and very deeply to be appreciated. For in addition to bringing to one that catalyst which one needs in order to learn, these seasons of dryness and aridity of spirit deepen and purify the vessel within. For each truly is a channel, an instrument. Think of the musical instrument that is played by the wind of the instrumentalist. The air moves through the instrument, and under the clever movement of the fingers, various tones come forth expressing, when they are played as written, flights of music that lift the heart and encourage the spirit. And each of you has this hollowness that is filled with the love and the light of the infinite creation. What this instrument and perhaps others within this room hope for is that the self will become transparent, so that the wind of spirit that is blown through may come out as it went in, totally undistorted by the self. For if the self can allow infinite love and light to move through the self, then that self has the capacity to bless that love and light that flows through it and offer that that has been brought through to the earth plane. Indeed, it is our feeling that this is the basic work of all spiritually awakened people. This essential beingness of self that does not distort the love that flows through the instrument of selfhood. Beyond all the beautiful tunes that your instrument may play with the various distortions of the various energy centers, there is the wonderful ability to do that essential work that is the work of being, that allows love and light to flow into the earth plane undistorted. We have time. We have talked to you often of being versus doing, of essence versus action. It is our humble opinion that each indeed needs to address the beingness of the self. And we ask each to think on this for the self, to look at the question of whether there is releasing and surrender that might create a more pure way of being. Very often, that which most constricts the spirit from its evolution is that which hampers beingness. And no amount of good works, good actions or good thoughts, no amount of practice of any kind can address this rather deep and subtle question. What shall you surrender in order to more fully be yourself? As each faces the chances and changes of daily living, we encourage each to look for those things which can be surrendered, and look for those things which can be taken up and embraced. For there shall be an ever-evolving panoply of choices for each of you to make. We encourage you to move forward in a faith that all that you need will come to you, and all that you must crave and learn will be before you in its own time. We are sorry that we have spoken longer than we should. We heard the recording device come to its end and realized we should have been at hours. However, we would like at this time to transfer this contact to the one known as Jim, in order that we may answer any questions that would be upon your minds at this time. We leave this instrument in love and in light and transfer now. We are a dojo of a cool.
I am Kwan, and greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. It is our privilege at this time to offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further queries which those present may have for us. Is there another query at this time?
I have a couple questions that have been on my mind. My first one, I recently purchased an audio cassette device that was to help clear geopathic lines around the home and work with nature spirits to be able to perform such actions. And I'm curious as to what results, if any, I've been able to accomplish in that.
I am Quo, and am aware of your query, my brother. As we observe the device and the activity which you have employed in order to work with those more elemental spirits within your home environment, we find that your desire to communicate with these entities is that which has been most successful, rather than a gadget, shall we say, of which you have employed, though there is an efficacy attached to this gadget that is powered, shall we say, by your desire and your intentions. For these intentions are from your heart, and it is upon this level that communication may be established with such entities. Is there another query, my brother?
Yes, and it relates to you. With your communications here, what are some of the things that you have learned?
I am poor, and am aware of your query, my brother. And we are gratified to say that our learning that has been associated with this group and with this kind of service with other groups has been focused in the area of learning to accept limitations, though they be great, and to persevere beyond the seeming boundaries that are created by one's own mind. For each of us in this creation, and we speak of all entities of which we are aware, desires to know the one creator. And yet, each of us has put before ourselves various hurdles, shall we say, various levels of lessons that seem to bound us, to bind us, to keep us from moving in the desired direction. These, however, have the ability to reveal to us the necessary steps to take to move beyond them if we become able to accept that which we are, that is, the one infinite creator. This ability to accept our nature as the creator for each entity is that which is somewhat beyond the reach, and thus propels us onward in our great journey of seeking. We have also learned that which you call humor, that which we would call the sense of proportion, where it is discovered to be helpful to see the self in a lighter manner, though the seeking be the sole desire of the entity. And the knowledge of truth, of love, of wisdom, and so forth, is that which is sought with every fiber of the being. Yet there is the enhancement to the process that humor brings. For if one can lighten the point of view, can lighten the intensity of emotion, in even that situation which seems the greatest, then there is the freedom to move more as in a dance, more as with the flow of the universe. We have learned much of the nobility of the human spirit. The desire to be of service to others beyond all cost to the self. Constantly we see entities who are willing to do whatever is necessary in order to serve their brothers and sisters who suffer within the illusion of this third density. We are most honored to witness this nobility and this humility, for it shows to us the very heart of the One Creator that wishes to love and serve all as the Self. Is there a further query, my brother?
Yes, there in some of my readings in the past week or two, the certain past inventions or things that were on this world, two have been on my mind that if it is appropriate to ask if you could say how these could be accomplished. One was the eternal candle, how that was constructed and made, and the second one was in the 1700s was known as a Bessler wheel. Is it something that you could share with us on how these things were constructed?
I am well and am aware of your query, my friend. It is our purpose as members of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator to speak upon those topics of a philosophical a nature which entities who are desirous of moving their evolutionary process further along may be able to utilize in so doing. We are marginally able to speak upon areas which lie outside of the philosophy of being, shall we say. The topics that you have mentioned are somewhat removed from our main desire or purpose, and in utilizing an instrument such as the one we now utilize, that is in the a conscious meditative state, we are unable to access the necessary terms to give the technical descriptions such as the ones that would be necessary in this case. Therefore, we must apologize for our lack of breadth and our lack of words upon this particular topic. Is there another query?
My last one would be, there seems to be a lifelong strife with my wife and her mother. I guess it's probably true with many families, but it's particularly seems hurtful to my wife of what seemingly is strange and bizarre behavior and such means of from her mother. And I want to, I guess, assist. She has asked me for what should she do, how can I help, and I'm somewhat at a loss of how to be of help.
I am quite, and am aware of your query, my brother. As is oftentimes the case, entities who are of what you call a blood-aligned relationship are of such a relationship, for within such relationships, lessons of a most intensive nature may be undertaken that would not be possible with other entities, that would not be in one's proximity for the length of time and the intensity of experience that one has with, in this case, the mother and daughter relationship. We would recommend, as we would in many such instances, that the loving acceptance of the process is the first foundation stone to lay in the attempt to serve another entity. For if one is able to see that the difficulties shared in such a relationship are also offering opportunities for the opening of the heart, each to the other, then the proper valuing of the experience may be appreciated. When one sees that such a relationship is sacred in its nature and fertile in the possibility of producing the open heart, then it is possible to see the interrelationship of the entities as that which will eventually produce the desired opening of the heart. As one supports each in the process, one may retire periodically to the meditative state, to look more deeply at that which occurs in the daily round of activities. For those experiences which, shall we say, push the various buttons each of the other and result in the heated words, the hurt feelings, and the overall confusion as regards the entire situation, one may begin to see a pattern within the relationship where there is the possibility of progress as each is able to accept what previously seemed unacceptable. Each is able to love what previously was seen as unlovable. The process of being able to see and accept more and more of the other self as whole and perfect allows the self to be the same with the self. For in each instance, it is a process of learning that occurs within each individual entity, and which is then offered in love and service to the other. Tolerance, the light touch, the sense of humor, the acceptance of the process, all of these are ways in which you may serve each entity in this relationship. Is there another query?
That does it for me. Thank you.
I am Quan, and we thank you once again. Is there another query at this time?
I have a query. Is it useful or wise for me to use the analogy of sun, earth, moon, and universe to define or describe the nature of the self as a construct of being?
I am equal and am aware of your fear. And we would suggest that this is indeed efficacious, for it is a system of construction which not only draws its usefulness from the nature of the qualities you have invoked, but also draws its efficacy from your very effort at constructing this analogy. For each seeker of truth constructs a personal mythology, or means by which the universe is viewed, as well as the entity's journey through it. Thus, you are as the magician who is able to gather the tools for its working, and by arranging them in such and such a fashion, is able to build a useful channel for information and inspiration to move through. Is there a further query, my brother?
Yes. Is there truly a distinction, because between what I think of as the oneness of God, the embodying of the Creator, and the enlightening of the Father?
I am cool, and am aware of your query. Again, we would suggest that those distinctions which have value to you with these terms and phrases are those which will allow you to experience a greater revelation and be able to experience this as one who can share it with others. Thus, that which you do in the use of these terms is that which makes plain to you the goal of your understanding. Is there another query, my brother?
I have two. Does one ever lose
the incredible sense of fullness?
I am Kwa, and am aware of your query, my brother. And we are aware of this loneliness of which you speak, for there are many such as yourself who have removed themselves from other realms of clearer experience and understanding, and have chosen to enter this illusion of separateness, of seeming a separateness each from the other, in order that those who are seen as brothers and sisters of sorrow may be served with all one's being. In this service, there is the distant memory of those realms from which one comes, of those from, we correct this instrument, of those friends which one has agreed to work with, and of the purpose of the incarnation, which is seen to be the pearl of great price, the service of others, no matter the cost to the self. And the cost to many such selves is that feeling of alienation, of isolation, of loneliness, of being cut off from that which is of the most worth to the self, of being away from home, of not being able to return home. This is a feeling which each entity shall live with for the entire incarnation, for it was seen previous to the incarnation as that which was necessary to endure, yet that which was possible to endure, and that which indeed may even aid in the achieving of the service to others, for it is a way of propelling the self, shall we say, upon the subtler, more spiritual realms, so that the desire of the heart to serve others and to know the one Creator might be realized. There are many, my brother, who walk with you in an unseen fashion, so that in truth one is never truly alone. There is a good, we correct this instrument, there is a goodly company of such angelic presences that is with each such entity within this third density illusion. There is much of hope and sustenance that can be gained from attempting to speak to these entities within one's daily meditations, to become more aware of their walk with one in the daily round of activities. For truly, the efforts of each within this third density illusion to serve those brothers and sisters of sorrow are recognized, and great praise and thanksgiving is given for each such effort. There is indeed, my brother, a heavenly choir that accompanies you upon this great journey of seeking and service. Is there another query at this time?
This would be my last one. Is the path that we walk simply God's individuation of itself, seeking to know itself, unify itself, and simply create ideals of itself that incorporate or encompass infinite opportunities, possibilities, gestalts, and so on? And is there a tension that is created within this vast array of experiences that we have, in which simply those who serve others and those who serve themselves are a catalyst for this process to unfold individually, relationally, socially, planetarily, and so on?
I am Kwong, and am aware of your query, my brother, and we would respond by saying that we could not have said it better. For indeed, all the experience of the one Creator in all densities of illusion is the Creator knowing itself through infinite means, infinite entities, and the polarity of the light and the dark, of that which you have called service to others and service to self. Thus, the creation itself is held in place by this dynamic attention. And thus the Creator is able to play in those fields of flowers that it has created for itself. Is there another query?
This would be my last, I promise. Is the opportunity available for us, and is the role that we play in serving others simply assisting in everyone knowing themselves, establishing rules, ideas, so that from self-knowledge, collective ascension transpires within the context of a social group of people through time?
I am aware of your query, my brother, and we would respond by saying once again that you have eloquently stated your perception and an accurate perception of that which is. There are many, many entities that move upon this great journey of a seeking, that move as in a dance, in a harmony that is unseen by those who do not look, and yet they dance to the tune, to the beat of the heart of the one infinite Creator. Yes, all dance and move in rhythmic patterns. The balance in all the creation is one and is the perfect, that which each does as his or her own contribution to this great dance and journey of seeking, is that which has been planned aforetimes, shall we say. There is a pattern to movement, a pattern to thought, a pattern to seeking, a pattern to suffering, a pattern to all that is. Is there another query, my brother?
I am done, thank you.
I am Kual, and we thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time? I am Kual, and as we observe the last inchoate queries fading from the minds, we have once again come to the ending of a session of working with this group, and we are most grateful to each for inviting us to your circle of seeking this day. We are always honored to be able to share our thoughts and humble opinions with those who call to us. And we would suggest to each gathered today that we have been especially honored to join each this day and would greet those who are new to this circle, yet not new to this group, and remind each a present that we are available upon your mental request to join you in your personal meditations in order that we might help to deepen those meditations without any spoken words or thoughts, just our vibrations moving in harmony with yours. We are known to you as those of Kual, and at this time we shall take our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each, as always, in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. Adene, my friends. Adene.
Cookie, Nomi, Dana, Donna, Betty, Steve and Marilyn, Cause of Peace, and our dear planet Earth. That's our list. We welcome additions to anyone you wish to be held in the light as we release the light to its source.
And my brother,
my family, my friends, humanity,
Doug.
Yeah.
Nancy, Bill, and Charles.
Circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me.